News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. It's not technically a filibuster, but a senator who is promising to talk until he's no longer able to stand is on the floor now. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more from Capitol Hill.
Texas Republican Ted Cruz is trying to rally support for a filibuster, urging colleagues to block a House-passed spending bill before Senate Democrats can remove a provision defunding the Affordable Care Act.
Obamacare isn't working. And yet, fundamentally, there are politicians in this body who are not listening to the people.
That strategy isn't winning over a growing list of Republicans.
Democrats have been hearing the same complaints about Obamacare that the rest of us have. The spotlight really should be on them.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell suggests Democrats should be forced to vote on restoring the Affordable Care Act to a budget. That vote expected to happen later this week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Governor Scott Walker remains hopeful that Congress can reach a deal that would avoid a government shutdown. Andrew Beckett has more.
Congress has until September 30th to pass a continuing resolution that will fund the federal government. While Governor Walker supports a push to defund the Affordable Care Act, he says government should still be able to work.
I don't think shutting the government down is a good way to show you can make anything work. And so I certainly hope, no matter what form it takes, that our counterparts at the federal level don't shut the government down.
Walker says he still has concerns about Obamacare and feels the start date of the program should at least be delayed. However, he says those pushing the move should look for other opportunities to make it happen. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One of the men arrested in a multi-jurisdictional sex crime investigation has committed suicide. 39-year-old Brian Utek from Kronenwetter was arrested at a Wausau hotel last week for misdemeanor soliciting a prostitute. Utek was released from the Marathon County Jail just last night on a signature bond. Kronenwetter Police Chief Daniel Joling says one of their officers was called to Utek's residence at 8:37 this morning.
We were sent to a residence where that gentleman was located, correct. We're still waiting to tie up some loose ends here, but the coroner was called.
Of the 16 men arrested by Operation Black Veil, Utek had the least serious of the charges. The others were all charged with serious sex crimes against children and remain in jail. There were also three women arrested in that sting operation. They were charged with misdemeanor prostitution. It appears that Utek died of a single gunshot wound. A Rhinelander man bound over for trial for the shooting of his uncle. 23-year-old Marcus Alstein's in court earlier today. He is charged with the attempted first-degree homicide for the August 12th incident and a home he shared with his uncle, Justin Alstein's. Police allege that a fight over doing household chores led to the shooting. During their preliminary hearing today, they did determine there was enough evidence to bind him over for trial. Rhinelander Police Detective Brian Zahimski said that Alstein's told him he had a rifle he took out of a locked case and walked to his uncle's bedroom as he was questioned by Oneida County District Attorney Mike Sheik.
That when he returned to Justin's bedroom with the gun, he remembered that Justin was seated on the bed eating ice cream.
And then the defendant told you that he shot the victim, correct?
Yes.
Judge Patrick O'Melia said there was enough evidence to bind him over for trial. That includes pictures and other evidence along with victim testimony. His next court appearance is a plea hearing October 7th. A half a dozen public employee unions asked a Madison judge early today to hold state labor relations officials in contempt of court. That was after Dane County Circuit Judge Juan Colas ruled last week that his decision from last year striking down parts of Act 10 applied statewide. The head of the two-member Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission, James Scott, continues to abide by the law, and he's proceeding with about 400 annual recertification elections that various unions requested this fall under Act 10. Madison Teachers Incorporated and Milwaukee City Employees Union were the plaintiffs in the Colas lawsuit. They asked for an injunction to block the other union recertification votes. Colas rejected the injunction while clarifying that his ruling from last year did not apply just to the two plaintiffs. Now, among the plaintiffs asking for the contempt citation is the Kenosha Teachers Union. The state decertified the group for not holding a fresh election, and the union said it did not have to hold such a vote under Colas' ruling. State officials have pointed to federal rulings and other lawsuits which have upheld Act 10. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Clear and cool. We'll have some fog in low-lying areas and a low of 42 degrees with light wind. Chance of fog early Wednesday, then sunny and mild, a high of 71. Clear sky again Wednesday night, down to 44 degrees. Looking ahead to Thursday and Friday, more sunshine and mild temperatures. In fact, unseasonably warm on Friday. High of 74 Thursday, 78 on Friday. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.